Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. When in a relationship with a narcissistic abuser, we are often taught to do more and to perform at higher levels, inadvertently. Of course, we are indirectly told we are not enough, no matter how hard we try and no matter how well we perform, which keeps us in a cycle of performance repeats. Today, we're going to talk about it. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. When in a relationship with a narcissist, our performance is not validated by those we are working so hard to please. What do? We keep on trying. We keep on performing. We raise the bar and we go from walking to running. We try to outperform to achieve recognition, just like what occurred in the love bombing stage. We try to outperform our own previous behaviors since we were taught they weren't enough. We internalize that if we accomplish more, then we would be accepted by another party, which may give us the value as a human we are seeking. We work to achieve higher and higher levels. But the prize is never won, oddly. The target moves, the carrot is pulled further and further away, and the goal never seems to have been met. Yet we have performed so much better. This can lead to exhaustion or burnout, not to mention to be worn out emotionally, physically, and you may feel drained after time. The body is trying to win, to get recognized, to have value in what we were taught to do by the narcissist. You may feel like you're not enough based upon either what someone else has told you or by the covert behaviors others have displayed toward you. I'd like to encourage you to go from being more to more. What I mean by this is to move from feeling as if you have to do more and always winning in performance to being more. This change comes from within and is not an easy shift at first. The more shift occurs when we are able to see this pattern we are hoping to achieve, the recognition from others at our attempt to do what they say we should do, and realizing it's a false attempt to receive recognition. We do not have to please others or do what they say to receive validation. Let's put that on repeat. We do not have to please others or do what others say to be validated. So how do we go about making this shift from more to more? First is to go no contact. Time away to separate the truth from the lies. Next, the longer no contact, the better, as the mind gets a chance to heal and recover. Next, begin to see your value separately from all other influences, just for who you are. Take the time to appreciate your strengths, weaknesses, your attitude, your thought patterns, all of it, and bask in the beauty of who you are, your realness. This is you. You have the value to step foot on the ground that you are on presently. The opinions of others do not dictate your value and worth. Take time today to listen to your own voice. Get in a quiet spot to be fully present in who you are, away from distractions to just be. This is you. There is strength that comes from this time in being fully present with yourself that no person can give or take away. This is how we move from being more to being more. Take this with you as an encouragement today. To learn more about us, check out our website, movingforwardafterabuse.com. This is Lynn signing off for today, and I look forward to being with you next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.